Welcome to the MS Daily Podcast for March 13th, 2024. What we're talking about today is how we are what we do regularly. Now, I say regularly instead of consistently because these words, even though they can be used interchangeably, it's not necessarily something that you're going to do every day or even almost every day. But what you do regularly looks different to each person. Like if you do a weekly grocery shop, that is something that you do regularly. If you're brushing your teeth daily, that is something you do regularly. You have all kinds of structures and routines that you follow, and it's not all just in the personal development, health and fitness, productivity space. So the reason I want to bring attention to this is if you have areas, and this is, again, kind of like when we talked about with content yesterday, if you have areas in your life where you just don't feel like things are going in the direction they should be, like you're not able to follow through in the way that you would hope, then you look at what it is that you're doing. You look at how can I take some actions here? How can I turn those actions into habits, and then I take those habits and I stack those into routines. I'm not going to get into the details here, but at this point, I think most of you are probably familiar with the book Atomic Habits by James Clear. If you want to get into the nuts and bolts of how to develop habits, it's the best resource that I think there is. It's one of those things where, like, you know, if you really want to get into the mechanics of it, it really is a good, if you're trying to manage your life, any and all aspects of your life, it is definitely a good read as well. So I'm thinking about that. I need to, as I'm getting back into doing all of the things, I am reading regularly and I am listening to audiobooks. I need to put together just a book. I don't necessarily even call them book recommendations, because I think if you find something that interests you, you should read it. You know, if it's of interest of you or it's something that you're trying to develop. This will essentially be like a books I've read or books I've listened to. And I don't distinguish between the books I've read and the audio books. I try to do a little bit of both, or I try to do both. It's, you know, I will listen to audiobooks when I'm doing cardio. And I will read books when I'm just hanging out at my place. So there you go. But yeah, that's that. I want to get that list together, and I will probably, I'm looking at some of the routines that I have. I've got a really solid morning routine. My evening routine, it's there, but you know, the whole winding down thing for me, working on some different stuff there, excuse me. And then, you know, some things throughout the middle of the day. But, you know, when we're talking about this, like you have routines for everything that you do on a regular basis, or I guess a kind of at a set rate of doing it or a set frequency. You're never going to mistake me for being someone super technical on things when I talk on a podcast or on my videos or whatnot. These are my thoughts and opinions. This is my experiences. I think you guys know that by now. But if not, if by some chance this is the first time that you're listening to one of my podcasts, welcome. And this is basically everything from my perspective. I've had some experiences in life. I share my thoughts and opinions based on those and with the interactions I have with other folks, whether that is in day-to-day, whether that's interviewing you guys on podcasts, whether that's those of you that I've worked with one-on-one, or even back when I was doing group stuff. So anyway, but back to what we're talking about here. When you're thinking about this, if there's something that you are wanting to pick up or that you think you're wanting to pick up, because see, here's the thing. Once you start down the path of doing something, if you haven't done it before, or if it's been a long time since you've done it, you're going to find that how you thought things were going to go before you started are actually very different than when you start moving forward with things. So you will need to be, if you have something where you're thinking, hey, I would like to get started in this, just start doing it. Try to set whatever your frequency is, what you're going to do regularly there, and then just be ready to adjust it as you go along. And be ready to adjust regularly, even when you've done stuff for a while, I think one of the, you can get so comfortable within your routines that it is almost like set it and forget it. I still think that we need to take a step back and evaluate and adjust the routines that we have, the systems that we have in place, because we can tweak things. And even if it's not even always necessarily to be, to optimize it or make it better, it's just to try things. It's just to try different things. So yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. Once you get into routines, and I want to stress, this isn't just for productivity or going after your goals. This is like managing your life. This is all things. Once you get into it, you're basically just trying different things out and seeing how it fits in your life. It's very exciting. I love it. And I want to hear your thoughts on it. I want to hear what you're doing as far as your routine. What are some things you're doing now? What are some things that you'd like to try? What is it that you're doing regularly? So let me know your thoughts on that. If you're listening on Spotify, you can just answer the question below here in the podcast. You've got that in the show notes. And otherwise, you can always email me. And that email is daryl@darylperry.com. So daryl@darylperry.com. Thank you as always for listening. And I will talk to you again real soon.